kicking off that word three of the Thursday edition. You can always bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features are free there at freetalklive.com, so enjoy them. Now, last hour, we were in the midst of this superhero thing. And you know what, Mark? I thought maybe we should put it down, but if you can pull that back up, I am sort of interested in going to the final two or one or two superheroes.
You know, this really isn't. It's just one superhero. It's very short, but...
the question is, what are the political affiliations of your favorite superheroes?
Right, and just to recap real quickly, Superman was a moderate Republican. Wonder Woman was a socialist. Green Arrow was a total communist. Green Lantern, on the other hand, was a Republican. Batman was an independent. Spider-Man, Democrat. Daredevil, far-left Democrat. Iron Man, neocon Republican. The Hulk, a libertarian. Captain American was a Truman Democrat. Not sure that I know really what that means precisely, but we read the explanation. And lastly, Ghost Rider. He's unaffiliated. The spirit of vengeance, Ghost Rider is the ultimate protest voter. He always votes against the incumbent and anyone who endorses helmet laws. Vengeance is his.
That sounds a little bit on the anarchist side, too.
Perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. So there you go.
Certainly no one's telling Ghost Rider what to do.
Your favorite superheroes and their political affiliations. Last hour we had Gene also online with us, Gene the Christian Anarchist.
Mm-hmm.
And he, or actually maybe it was hour one, but he was telling us about his trip to China. And his phone started to sort of crap out and really wasn't airable anymore, so he had to end the call. But I find his trips to China very interesting because, well, other countries are totally different places and fascinating to me. So I'm actually pulling some information from a post that he made on our bulletin board system that, again, I just found very intriguing. So I wanted to share it with you guys, especially since he didn't get a chance to tell us everything about what he saw while he was there. This from the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, Gene writing, "Since my first trip in 1994, things have changed so much in China. Whenever I stay in China, I'm staying with family or friends, so I don't have the perspective of a tourist, but rather a guest. My wife's parents have retired from their positions as college professors, and they've changed from one apartment to a larger one. They've increased their spending habits over that time span, and they have more disposable income even as they have retired. I've seen the construction soar over this time span. They've gone from everyone using shovels and wheelbarrows to now they have big front-end loaders and mechanized construction equipment. They still do many things by hand, but machines are definitely playing a major part. There were only a handful of McDonald's in Beijing on my first trip, but now they're all over China. Other major chains are KFC and Pizza Hut. Never seen a Burger King or other major player in the Burger Wars." And as Gene put it earlier in the show, he likes to go here and recount his experiences to simply combat the huge amount of misinformation that's out there about China. Yes, it is a communist country. Yes, that much is true. However, they're not as communist as they used to be. At least not in the same ways as they used to. China's become much more marketized over the last 15 to 20 years.
You know, and basically they sort of leave their people alone. It's not the kind of ideological communism that they tried to do or socialism that they tried to do in the USSR. It's so much more rural there that they just don't bother with it. They're essentially a tyrannical government that they will not be in any way opposed.
Right. The government will not be challenged. You will not be able to speak out against them. But as long as they've got their plush offices and their sweet paychecks,
they really don't care.
Okay. Which was also exemplified by Hong Kong when the Chinese took over, repossessed Hong Kong in 1997. Not much changed. I remember reading an article where they were talking with somebody was visiting Hong Kong and asking the locals about the communist government, saying, "Well, where are they?" And they said something like, "Oh, well, they're hanging out in their offices down the street. You know, they don't come here very often." That was basically the answer. They just sort of keep to themselves. They haven't touched essentially the golden goose of Hong Kong, which by all objective accounts, is the freest, most economically free place on earth. But yet it is ruled by China. Luckily, they've kept hands off so far, and it's been almost a decade now. So
it has. Yeah.
And I think some of that sort of market mentality has seeped over into the Chinese mainland as we continue with Gene's experiences. Traffic in cars in China. He says private cars were almost non-existent back in 1994, but now they're everywhere. My wife never even saw a taxi when she was growing up in the 1970s, but by 94, his wife is Chinese, but by 94, there were lots of them. Now the private car is taking over, and many middle class have their own car. Yes, there are middle and upper class in this socialist country. Most of the cars are made by what they are called joint venture automobile manufacturers. They're companies like GM or VW who choose to build their cars in China, but 51% of the joint venture company is owned by the Chinese government. Cars by VW, Audi, GM, Honda, and Toyota are built in China. Cost of these cars are similar to prices in the United States. Import cars are very expensive as the government taxes them 100% and more.
Wow.
I've seen the following imported cars. Mercedes are the most common, followed by BMW. I've seen a handful of Cadillacs and about as half as many Lincolns. I saw one BMW two-seat sports car. A couple of years back, I saw an H1 Hummer. And this trip, I saw an H2. Never seen a Harley or any kind of classic automobiles. The last trip I saw my first motorhome. The last trip I saw my first motorhome in China. It was a smaller version built on a nice-sized chassis with a diesel engine. No one drives a pickup truck. It's hard to believe, after living in the United States, where everyone, including myself, seems to have a pickup truck, they almost don't exist in China.
How do they carry stuff?
I don't know. I've seen some mid-sized...
Pickup truck's a very practical vehicle, especially for some in some lines of work.
He says, I've seen some mid-sized, maybe a bunch of Mitsubishi Fusos driving around, those big work trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Just the big storage area in the back. Maybe that's what
it's a box truck.
I've seen some mid-sized crew cab pickups in China, but these seem to all be owned by utility companies. They also have a huge bus that has a rear bed, so it's like a super crew cab, and it's used by work crews. On this last trip, I did see one crew cab pickup that did seem to be owned privately, but it may just have been an unmarked company vehicle. He said there are plenty of black taxis in China. These are private vehicles that the owner uses as a taxi without paying the tax to become an official taxi. In New York, those are known as jitney cabs. They're easily spotted sitting alongside the road waiting for someone to hire them, and they will actively solicit your business. Obviously not too concerned about getting busted by any government officials.
Yeah, doesn't sound like the government's protecting its medallions too thoroughly.
Gas prices are running at about $2.50 per gallon when converted from the price per liter.
So that's about right.
They have not seen a reduction in prices over the last several months like we have. Paper products. Chinese people are funny about paper products. It seems that a paper napkin is more valuable than money there. You must always pack your own paper, as you will not find any provided in restrooms or even in many restaurants. I've never even seen a paper towel roll in any supermarket or store there.
Hmm.
Everything is cleaned with old rags, which usually means it's not too clean looking. They also have a strange belief that is nationwide that you cannot flush toilet paper down the toilet or it will plug the system.
Yuck.
I've personally proven this to be false, as I always flush paper down the toilet, and as long as you're careful not to flush a great deal of it, it won't clog. But if you tell them this, it's almost insulting to them.
Yeah.
They are horrified by the idea of flushing paper. I find their practice of putting little waste baskets next to the toilet to put the soiled paper into more horrifying.
Yes, that's a horrifying thing.
Chinese people, by the way, believe that cold drinks are not good for you. Hence, you'll have a hard time finding any. Even Coke is usually served at room temperature. Getting a drink served with ice in it is even harder than finding a refrigerated drink, as they also don't like the idea of the ice watering down their drinks. And I can understand that. I used to hate that as a kid, ordering a soda and having it be 90% ice and 10% soda. This is changing now, and my wife's mother takes a frozen bottle of water with her on her walks. During a summer shopping trip a year ago, we were also able to find some vendors selling frozen water bottles. Happy Valley. This last trip, we went on one of the newest attractions in Beijing, the Happy Valley Amusement Park. It's kind of like Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm. There are several roller coasters, including a flying roller coaster, like the Superman.
That doesn't sound good.
The one where your feet hang. I guess.
Yeah, you're inverted or whatever.
They have everything that you'd expect at such a park. There's the 3D movie, several stunt performances, larger-than-life rock castles and props. It's the largest such park in Asia, and we really were only to go through half of it because they close much too early. We were there last Friday, and the park shut down the rides at 5 p.m., then closed at 6. They need to work on that a bit. But they're getting there. You know, this is all new stuff.
All new stuff for them.
It's amazing just listening to the development that's happening over in China, and it's because they've just been loosening up. The Chinese communist government just hasn't been strangling the economy as much as they used to. And it's interesting, especially when you compare what's happening in China, which is more marketization, to what's happening in the United States, which is more state control of the economy. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd. Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99, and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 9th, 2006. Gold opened at $6.23, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.49.74 and $3.25.89 for half ounce coins. That's $6.49.74 and $3.25.89. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Thursday edition. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find are on the house. We give them away, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there for you and a dial-up version as well. Both of them for free at freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. The three-day event, February 23rd to the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, New Hampshire, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get more information, freestateproject.org. liberty.org/libertyforum. As we continue talking about China, one of our listeners, Gene the Christian Anarchist, makes a habit of going to China once every couple of years in order to visit his wife's family. His wife is Chinese, and obviously they're still living over in China. And it's really interesting to me because he's always relating real-life examples of how things in China are becoming more marketized and how drastically different they are from here in the United States, where we're sliding away from the free market as we have been for the past 100 years or so in the United States. We've just been sort of falling from our free market roots as China seems to be going towards a more free marketplace. Now, I'm not alleging that they're free. I'm not alleging that they've got life great in China. There's probably plenty of things wrong over in China. But nonetheless, the highlights are certainly interesting to discuss. So back to Gene's trip to China and some of his highlights. The fastest train in the world. He got to ride it.
Really?
On our previous trip to China, we went to Shanghai, where I was able to ride the world's fastest train. This is the world's only commercial maglev train. It's a 30-kilometer track running from the airport to the southeast section of Shanghai. The total trip time is under 8 minutes, and at the top speed at the halfway mark is 430 kilometers per hour. That's 280 miles per hour. When I arrived at the Shanghai airport, I didn't know how we were getting to town, and I asked my wife if her parents were getting us a cab. She told me we were going on the fast train, and when I asked her what that was, she didn't know. Was I ever surprised when I got into the station and a shiny maglev train pulled up? I'd never heard of a maglev in China. I had never known that there was a commercially operating maglev in the entire world. Even to this date, I don't think the Chinese have a web page or advertisement of any kind other than some billboards around Shanghai. It's almost like they're trying to keep it a secret. Anyway, the cost was extremely cheap, so we got on board. I still didn't know what I was in for, as no one had told me how fast the thing goes. We lugged all of our luggage and boxes on board, and soon the train doors closed, and the train started to move silently and smoothly. We were in the front car, so I had a view of the operator through the window in the door. She was a young petite gal who never really touched a control that I saw for the entire trip. I think,
well, it's a train. You don't have to steer it.
I think the entire process is fully automated, and she's just there for show. I had my camcorder running as I figured this is something I should be capturing. The elevated train track is alongside the freeway leading to the airport, so as we start moving along, I'm watching the traffic on the freeway. Soon, we're going as fast as the cars in our direction. Soon, we're sailing past them at an ever-increasing speed. I'm starting to get a little concerned now as the train passes 250 kilometers per hour, and we're going at least twice the speed of the highway traffic. I thought we must be near top speed, but no, it just kept accelerating. I was getting really amazed at our speed, and it's very difficult to see the cars on the freeway as we're passing them so fast.
Wow.
I looked up, and we were at over 350, 375, 400 kilometers per hour.
Wow.
I'm thinking, I hope this thing stays on track as we reach 430 and hold there for something like 20 seconds before starting to slow down again as the station at the other end is approaching quickly. So you just have time to reach the full speed for 20 seconds before it already starts to slow down. It just goes so fast.
Well, 50 is 80 kilometers an hour is 50 miles an hour. Man, they were flying.
280 miles an hour. You did the calculation. It's tremendous.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That makes me a little ill in my stomach just thinking about how fast he was moving.
At these speeds,
on the ground.
At these speeds, it doesn't take you long where you need to get where you need to go. Needless to say, I was awed as we got off the train and went on our way. Before leaving Shanghai, I had to go back on the maglev and ride it round trip to the airport and back, just to say that I'd done it. I also got a taxi to take my wife and I to the halfway point alongside the track, so I could videotape this monster flying by at 430 kilometers per hour. It's moving so fast that at the halfway point, I missed it the first time by. When I saw it coming, I didn't even have time to get my camcorder ready as it was disappearing in the distance. I had to wait another 15 minutes to catch it on its way back to the airport, but I did get it that time. When it passes, by the way, there's almost no noise at 280 miles an hour.
Hmm.
There's some swooshing sound, but no mechanical noise of any sort. Police state. Most think of China as a communist police state, and I was surprised on my first trip there in 1994 to find out that wasn't really the case. Make no mistake, they will arrest anyone they consider a dissident. But then, so will the United States. They have a looser designation of what that means, however, and we are catching up with them quickly, a la the Patriot Act. Their police were far less intimidating than ours are. In fact, they don't even carry guns. Many have a billy club, but only detectives carry guns. I've witnessed two arrests in my many trips there, and in neither case did I see any kind of brutality that our police seem to engage in. One time, a guy was getting arrested for trying to steal a bicycle, and two cops grabbed him and stuck him in a motorcycle sidecar. One cop drove, and the other was sitting backward on the front of the sidecar, trying to hold the suspect in the sidecar and striking him. At least he wasn't.
That's a bad job. When you have to ride on the top of a sidecar to hold some criminal in, yeah, you've got a bad job.
At least he wasn't plugging him full of holes with a 9mm. Another time, a guy in the shopping mall was trying to steal purses, and all the women there started hitting him and held him there until the cop arrived. I've never been harassed in any way by the authorities here. One time, we rode the train from Wuhan to Beijing, and after arrival, they found that I had a resident ticket instead of a tourist ticket, and took us to the office to pay the difference in ticket price. All the while, I was complaining in English about how the whole thing was an inconvenience, and how this kind of treatment would be bad for tourism. Although I know they could not understand me, they could tell I was very upset and loud. They sheepishly told my wife what the difference was, and she paid it. They did nothing to me. I know that in this country, the police are taught to control the situation, and if any suspect gets loud, then he must be put in his place, even if it means using force, because we've certainly heard the stories from the airports, where these TSA bureaucrats and the customs bureaucrats just will not stand for anything like that.
Yeah.
They are not friendly. They are not looking to get a difference in ticket price.
Well, they're the authority, and if you start raising your voice, you're acting like the authority, and then you're usurping their control, and it just can't be done.
He says, I've never seen that kind of behavior by the Chinese police. Most of the time, the police cars get passed by other motorists without fear. When they're driving with their lights blinking, no one pays any attention to them, and they have to fight through traffic like every other poor sap. Their police cars are ordinary cars with nothing more than some lights and a two-way radio bolted to the console. No computers, no shotguns, no trunk full of weapons, no loudspeakers to holler at offenders, and no tough cop attitude that I ever saw. Maybe these guys just haven't been told that they're supposed to be in a police state. As far as freedom, the Chinese have some freedoms restricted, but they also have some that we gave up long ago. They are left alone in their family matters. If a couple gets into an argument, they don't arrest the husband and charge him with abuse. If a parent spanks his child, he won't even get an eye turned his way. Then there's the one-child policy in China, which I've heard some misinformation about, and Gene is going to put it to rest here in a moment. This allegation that you can't have more than one child if you're just a regular person in China. As it turns out, not entirely true.
No.
800-259-9231, that's the Packet 8 toll free line. If you've been internationally traveling and you've experienced some interesting things, you're welcome to share your stories with us. Also, coming up, Mark, you've got information on your favorite myth. Yeah, we'll get into that on the way. And some bad news from Great Britain. Whatever you want goes, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live. So take control of the airwaves.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. 5091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll free line. And you, again, can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find are completely free, and that includes the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, over 850 pages of content created by listeners like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about China. And some of the differences between China and the United States and how China's sort of shifting in a more market-based direction, the United States shifting away from the free market, and the United States sort of becoming more of a police state. And as we've talked about the police state in the past, we've sort of done a comparison between the United States and the United Kingdom, in that the United Kingdom seems to be a little bit more on the ball as far as instituting their police state faster than the United States is. And, you know, when you think about it, it sort of makes sense as to why. The United Kingdom is an older country. They've been around for longer, and they're smaller. So they're much more able to institute more oppressive programs on a quicker basis. Just because the country is smaller, their government is more efficient at being tyrannical, if that makes sense. That's how I see it, at least.
Well, it's easier to rule a smaller country just because, you know, just by size, logistics.
Right. So that's why I want to turn to the United Kingdom and adbusters.org on a story about how it is some of the things that they are instituting over there, some of the things that have been instituted against their people, just as a sort of harbinger of things to come here, what could be happening in the United States sooner or later. And it's pretty disturbing. But also on the way, Mark, I believe we're going to be talking about your favorite myth, so that's coming up. But first, the most effective weapon against democratic protest in the United Kingdom is the Serious Organized Crime and Police Act of 2005. While the incitement to religious hatred clause provided numerous column inches and marvelous distraction as the bill was debated, few noticed Section 132, which bans all spontaneous protests in any area designated by government, including the square kilometer around Parliament. Now, this sounds sort of familiar already, I mean, because we do have the free speech zones here in the United States, where if the president is going to a certain location to speak or whatever, to appear, then they can set up the this sort of, 2-mile radius or mile radius around him where nobody is allowed to be. And then they have certain areas outside of that which are designated as free speech zones. So this sort of rings a bell already. This clause was designed, though, remember, it includes the square kilometer around Parliament at
right?
all times. No so-called spontaneous protests. It was tailor-made to evict the 56-year-old father of seven and peace campaigner Brian Haw from his 5-year makeshift camp on a Westminster traffic island that MPs must pass on their way to the House of Commons. Now, have you ever seen this guy before? I've actually seen video footage of this guy.
No, I have not.
Yeah, he's out there on a daily basis, as I understand it, just to make himself seen to oppose the war in Iraq. Just to be there as the House members have to pass by him, essentially, to just be a constant reminder of what they're doing. But they've now essentially outlawed him. And his 5-year makeshift camp on the Westminster traffic island that MPs must pass on their way to the House of Commons. So it was, with some mirth, that the press dubbed Section 132 Hawes Law when journalists discovered that he was the only man in Britain to receive immunity from prosecution because his protest preceded the new law. Until May 8th, that is, when after having his nose broken 3 times by variously an English woman, a U.S. Marine from the American Embassy, and a man claiming to be from Israeli intelligence, and surviving 1 divorce, 2 arrests, and 4 eviction attempts, the House of Lords called time on his dignified protest by upholding the government's appeal against the Worcester carpenter. But how could such a sweeping assault on democracy happen in Britain with its robust press and extensive experience of terrorism without previous displays of hysteria? Maybe it's because it's not the country that it once was. Creeping authoritarianism has entered all aspects of everyday life, exposing residents to unprecedented levels of surveillance and punishment. Already the most watched country in the world with 4 million CCTV cameras, one for every 14 people
wow.
in Great Britain. Now, this is an idea that we've heard suggested in Chicago. Mayor Daley saying that he wants to, I believe it's Mayor Daley in Chicago, mm-hmm. saying he wants to have a camera on every street corner. In many cases in America, there are already red light cameras and other cameras like that monitoring people's actions. And in the case of the United Kingdom, they're everywhere.
It's going to be a little harder to do here, simply because there's so much more space.
More space, right.
But there's government in all those spaces. There's city governments, there's county governments, there's state governments, and I can't see how that these municipalities would give up the opportunity to be able to put cameras on their citizens.
One for every 14 people, perched like steel crows above roads, towns, and city centers. By the end of 2006, Britons will be the first to have all of their car journeys monitored using a network of speed cameras and automatic number plate recognition technology housed in a monitoring center capable of processing as many as 50 million plates per day. The system was devised to catch drivers without tax and insurance, but the movements of all citizens, even those who committed no offense, will be stored for up to 6 years. Pedestrians are also being targeted. Under the Serious Organized Crime and Police Act 2005, all criminal offenses, no matter how minor, are now arrestable. Residents face fines of up to £100 for a range of misdemeanors, including discarding cigarettes on the street, putting trash cans out on the wrong day,
wow.
and failing to stifle car alarms. Which, by the way, the trash can thing is illegal in many places in the United States as well.
I don't know if it's illegal, but I know it's against the rules.
It's against the rules, and you could be fined for it.
Okay.
It's rare. I don't think it's very frequently done, but it's there. Anyway, so...
Well, you know, I've often done it. For instance, sometimes you'll have a yard trash pickup mm-hmm. on a Wednesday or something, or a Friday even. Well, I do my yard trash cleanup on the weekend. That's when I mow the lawn and when I pick stuff up, because I'm working during the day on the rest of the week, so... Then I just put it out there, I would put it out there on the curb and just wait till Wednesday.
Sure.
But no, apparently you can't do that. I mean, I've gotten notes on it before.
And failing to stifle car alarms, that's against the law, too. Children stopped by police can have their DNA taken and retained for life without being charged or even cautioned. So far, 24,000 samples are already in the National DNA Database. They're taking people's DNA from them. Kids.
It's without any kind of charge.
Right. And what's a kid going to do? Kid's not going to think to fight it. He's just going to do whatever the cops tell him
to. Yeah, just swab his little mouth.
When the National Identity Card scheme is made law, their parents will join them, paying £300 each for compulsory cards that store biometric data and contain radio frequency chips to eventually enable authorities to scan crowds of demonstrators for names and addresses. This, again, is also something that is coming here in the United States. It's called Real ID here in the States. Again, Great Britain's moving a little bit faster. They're supposed to have theirs before we get ours. But isn't it? I mean, it's like an extra slap in the face. Not only are you going to be required to carry this government identity, this your papers, not only you'll be required to carry it, but they also want to make you pay $300 for it as well. So going on here, already we've been...
What if you just refuse?
Well, there are a lot of people that are planning on refusing. And so
$300?
Things are going to get very interesting. Not just because of the money. Planning on refusing because they are outraged by the idea of government a national identity card. George Monbiolf says, already we become used to police filming demonstrators for the same purpose. When they started it 10 years ago, it caused an outrage. But now we don't even notice them, not even to the extent of waving and shouting, "Hello, Mom." Like every other intrusion on our privacy, it's become normalized. It will not require a tyrannical government to deprive us of our freedom. Step by step, step by voluntary step, we have given it up already. But then there's little resistance to future tyranny either. Clark was sacked after Labor's worst local election result in 30 years when the voters swung abruptly to the right. Like a nation of uneasy children, the electorate could not forgive him for first failing to deport and then losing hundreds of foreign criminals. In a country learning to fear immigrants and implicitly trust surveillance and punishment, this lapse from the man responsible for watching over them and curtailing so many freedoms in the name of public safety was unforgivable. So voters chose the United Kingdom's only fascist party in record numbers instead, and the British National Party doubled its number of English councillors. No one in government or civil liberties circles seemed remotely surprised as things continue to get worse. There's your update from Great Britain. All right, we're changing gears and going to Bigfoot. Coming up next, it's Mark's favorite mythical animal.
Come on.
He's not the only one who believes
in
it.
There's science behind
it. There is a scientist, apparently. At least one of them. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-401-6788. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now.
Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-401-6788. That's 800-401-6788.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, what you want, even in these remaining moments. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, by the way. 1-800-259-9231, packet8.com. For all your voice over IP needs. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Oh, yeah. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the site. You like the fact that we give everything away that you'll find there. The bulletin board system, archives, updates, live streaming, and more. It's all for free, unlike those other radio talk show hosts. They want to charge you for access to their websites. Well, we give it away, though we do ask that you buy some stuff in return. Shop at our store. Get Free Talk Live branded merchandise like hats and T-shirts. Don't forget the classic archives on DVD collector sets. It's all there at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. And we're expecting, for those of you that were involved in our pre-order process, again, I'm told that the products are on their way here, going to be arriving at with Johnson shortly. He should have everything shipped out to you at the very latest by Christmas season. So, or by Christmas time at the latest. So we're expecting them to ship somewhere between, you know, next week and depending on which products come in and who ordered what, you will get your products. And then I'm hoping we're going to get some testimonials from people as far as, like, how high quality these things are. Because I am told they are very high quality. Like, these are not chintzy, cheap, low-end products.
Cool.
Yeah. So we'll find out. All right. So store.freetalklive.com, and then everything else that you need to buy in life, head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Place your order there, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of anything that you buy. That, again, amazon.freetalklive.com. Shop in their 35 categories of products. Get free Super Saver shipping on a variety of items. Get stuff from everything from books to DVDs to groceries to furniture. It's all there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to the forests of the Northwest.
Pocatello, Idaho. Jeffrey Meldrum holds a Ph.D. in anatomical sciences and is a tenured professor of anatomy at the Idaho State University. He's also one of the world's foremost authorities on Bigfoot, the mythical smelly ape man of the Northwest woods, and Meldrum firmly believes the lumbering, shaggy brute exists. That makes him an outcast, a solitary Sasquatch-like figure himself. I think that's a stretch. On the 12,000 student campus, where many scientists are embarrassed by what they call Meldrum's pseudo-academic pursuits, and have called on the university to review his work and an eye toward revoking his tenure. Not like that's really going to happen.
It's not very nice.
No, it's not. And, you know, I mean, the guy's got an opinion, right? One physics professor, D.P. Wells, wonders whether Meldrum plans to research Santa Claus, too. Meldrum 48 spends most of his days in his laboratory in the life sciences building analyzing more than 200 jumbo plaster casts of what he contends are, in fact, Bigfoot footprints. For the past 10 years, He has added his scholarly-sounding research to a field of sham videos and supermarket tabloid exposés. He's convinced he has produced a body of evidence that proves there is, in fact, a Bigfoot. It used to be that when you went to a bookstore and asked for a book on Bigfoot, you'd get directed to the occult section, right between the Bermuda Triangle and UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
Meldrum said, now you can find some in the natural science section.
What happened to the Bermuda Triangle, anyway?
It doesn't seem to get the press that it used
to.
Yeah,
I remember there were just whole books about that I was reading, that I read as a kid in second grade, and it just, nobody ever disappears there anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe it became the Bermuda Octagon and just wasn't as powerful anymore.
I think that just too many sailboats have cruised through it safely, and they don't care about it anymore. Well, the Bermuda Triangle is it's junk science. On the other hand, Bigfoot, real. I'm not kidding. I do believe in Bigfoot. Do I cringe whenever I see the Discovery Channel and see Idaho State University? Jeff Meldrum? Well, yes, I do, said Hackworth. He believes he's...
Hackworth is the guy that doesn't like him.
Right. He says that his research is a joke. He's lionized there. He's worshipped. He walks on water. It's embarrassing. John Kaczynski, Dean of Arts and Sciences, said that there have been grumblings in Meldrum's tenure, but no formal request has been reviewed. He's a bona fide scientist, said Kaczynski. I think he helps this university and provides a form of open discussion and dissenting viewpoints that may not be popular with the scientific community. But that's what academics is all about. On campus, Meldrum himself, a hulking figure with a mop of brown hair.
I think that's a good point, by the way. I think that, you know, as much fun as we can make of the Bigfoot guy... and as silly as it, you know, it seems,
you can make of it.
I think you're right, Mark, that this is one of the more, as far as the myths of the world, it's one of the more plausible ones in that we are still discovering animals that have not ever been seen before by the world of science. There are new beasties being discovered here and there. There's certainly the possibility, whether it's probable or not.
If you see some of the pictures of the African animals that they drew back in the 1800s and sent back to England and Europe to show people, it was people trying to imagine what an elephant looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is a fantastic creature in Northern Europe, as you can imagine. Still, Meldrum is distinguished supporter of Jane Goodall, has a distinguished supporter in Jane Goodall.
The monkey chick.
Yep, the famous authority on African chimpanzee. Her blurb in the jacket of Meldrum's new book, Sasquatch, Legend Meets Science, lauds him for bringing a much-needed level of scientific analysis to the Bigfoot debate. As a scientist, she's very curious and she keeps an open mind, said Goodall spokeswoman Nona Godlin. She's fascinated by it. Bigfoot is a sort of Loch Ness monster of the Pacific Northwest.
But not really, because the Loch Ness has been proven total crap.
Yeah.
I mean, one lake...
It couldn't exist.
Right. Well, it couldn't exist, and there's a variety of reasons why. And besides, you can scan the whole lake and find that there's nothing going on there.
Right.
Whereas Bigfoot is just sort of this mythical creature that's out there somewhere in a forest somewhere. So, I mean, find Bigfoot...
There's primates on every continent of the world. Why couldn't Bigfoot exist?
Yeah, again, it's possible... Whether or not it's probable, I don't know.
Okay. Indian folklore...
And there is a lot of crap in regards to Bigfoot. You will admit that, right? I mean, there's a lot of hoaxing going on.
Sure there is. I don't know. You know, right. I don't know, but I think that it's very possible that it could be true. Indian folklore includes rumors of an ape man that roams the hidden hollows. Sasquatch is a Indian word for meaning woodland madman. wild man, excuse me. Newspapers began recording sightings of Bigfoot in the backwoods during the 1920s, but skeptics have challenged the accounts, and practical jokers have staged elaborate hoaxes, including grainy footage of someone in a monkey suit.
Right, so I'm sure a lot of what he does as a scientist is probably sort of separating the wheat from the chaff, so to speak, mm-hmm. and figuring out what's a hoax and, you know, what might actually be something credible.
Well, Meldrum said a decade ago in Walla Walla, he had first discovered a flat 15-inch footprints in the wood. He said he thought initially that they were a hoax, but noticed locked joints and a narrow arch. These are traits that he came to believe could only belong to Bigfoot. That's what set the hook, Meldrum said. I resolved at this point that this was a question I had to get to the bottom of. When not in the lab, he loads his Chevy Suburban with tents and forensic gear and heads to the woods of Washington State in Northern California, where he has collected what he says are footprints, hair, and feces of the ape man.
Mm.
He's a fun guy. He tests hair samples and uses physics to produce charts that purport to show how Bigfoot would walk. Meldrum wonders aloud how much longer he'll be on the... faculty, but he said he also dreams of one day bringing back a bone or a tooth or some skin and silencing the stuffy academics.
Mm.
It's the theory of exploration. Is the theory of exploration dead, he asks? I'm not out to proselytize that Bigfoot exists. I place legend under scrutiny, and my conclusion is absolutely Bigfoot exists. Now, here's what it is. The other scientists at his school, what are they doing to purport to further science?
I don't know. This guy's,
you know, he's a biologist. He's going out in the woods looking for primates in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, some Bigfoot nutcase.
Well, fine.
Yeah, right.
You know,
it's voluntary. I got no problem with it.
Once they find it, the Bigfoot nutcase gets his name put on a put on the scientific name of the monkey.
Yes.
So I'm fine and dandy with it. I believe that Bigfoot. There's a very good chance that Bigfoot exists.
You're the one funding it, aren't you?
I don't have that kind of money. But I just toss $50,000 at this. But you know, he could write me for maybe a little bit of
money. Well, since we're talking about animals, and since you mentioned elephants, one of our listeners sent me an email or a link to an article about a new discovery in regards to elephants. Now, this is for real, tangible, real science here, which I find fascinating. We talked about the dolphins earlier this week. In the case of elephants, it has been discovered that elephants are self-aware, a trait that has previously only been seen in bottlenose dolphins, great apes, and humans. What they did was they painted an X on one of the Asian or on some of the Asian elephants at a zoo, put him in and then put a large mirror down in his living area, and essentially they discovered
it
that
an elephant after all you'd need a large mirror.
Well, usually, like if you're a dog, if you're testing this with dogs, they'll react to the other dog or ignore it completely or maybe try to look behind the mirror to find it. Well, the Asian elephants, when standing in front of the mirror, inspect the rear and brought food close to the mirror for consumption. But one of the elephants, called Happy, went to the next level. She began repeatedly touching the painted X on her head with her trunk. The mark could only be seen by her in the mirror, and the elephant ignored another mark, which was made with colorless paint, that was on her forehead to ensure that she wasn't merely reacting to smell or feeling. So essentially, the elephant saw the X on herself,
realizing
it was herself, started touching it, and I mean, just wow, really stunning science here. It's fascinating stuff. Anyway, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
And we will join you again tomorrow night for the Friday edition, so be sure to join us for that, and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.